answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Before I was so rudely interrupted by my mentor, Alex Jones, I was talking about Sabrina Carpenter and the girls I would date. We've all dated, if you're a Gen X, in the 80s, we'd cake it on and you'd go home with some girl. That was back when I was 16 in 1986. You'd make out with a girl for like 6 hours, hoping to get a taste of something more than second base. And during that, their makeup would wear off. So you'd have red lipstick all over your face here. And you'd have tendonitis from trying to get into their skin-tight jeans. It was hell.
The 50s sounds like a weird time.
I bet the 50s was better. I don't know why. We assume girls get looser and looser as time goes by. It's possibly not true. When I was a teenager, we were all petrified of AIDS. We're middle-class Canadians in Kanata, Ontario. No one's seen or heard of heroin or gays in 1,000 miles. And we're like, great. My teacher said that if you're with one partner, you're with all their partners, and it's exponential. So I've had sex with thousands of people. I'm going to die. We were all positive we were going to die. So it wasn't exactly falling from the trees back then. Anyway, Sabrina reminds me of those girls. And she was at a show this weekend, doing her show. And some Arabs who are taking over. This is probably why I'm much more pro-war than the rest of you guys, is I'm an Islamophobe. And I see the Arab world going up, number of Muslims going up, number of Christians going down. We were like this. We're going to be like this. What was it? 2/3 of the world was Christian or something, and 1/3 was Muslim, and that's going to reverse in a decade or so. Anyway, they start doing the Zagruta, and she doesn't know what it is, and she just goes with her instincts, which is, that's annoying.
I think I heard someone yodel. Is that what you're doing? I don't like it.
It's my culture.
That's your culture, is yodeling? Is this Burning Man? What's going on? This is weird.
Yeah, you accidentally revealed yourself as a xenophobe. Welcome to the club, Sabrina. Isn't it awesome? You are correct. That is a very annoying call. It's very primitive, too. It's like we probably did it as cave people or something to ward off evil spirits, and then we grew up and invented music. But here, go to 12. You can see some Arabs talking about it. So Sabrina has, of course, since apologized. I didn't know that it was a cultural thing. Now I like it. I was going with my ear holes and not what I'm told by my masters.
What is your favorite Egyptian wedding tradition?
Zagruta?
She did together. I don't like it.
Oh, sorry, guys. Sorry. Yeah, they're doing a podcast of that. So what is your...
I've lived all over the world. China. I was born in England. My parents are Scottish. We used to go back there every year. Taiwan, Singapore, Australia. And I've been all over Europe. I've been all over the place. And I can say, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that the West is the best. That was the sort of the caveat for the Proud Boys. That was what started it all. And it's okay to admit that. It's okay to admit that that sounds annoying. You know what else I find annoying? The haka. Oh. It may have been a fun thing for kids in the 60s or something to do. Initially, it's a Maori war dance. But now it means F you. It's this. And doing it in Parliament, if you go find earlier examples of it, my old buddy Ryan Rivera brought this up. They were much more sort of cool. It's gotten really like, yeah. It used to be more like, he. If this ever happened to me at my job and I worked in Parliament, I'd just walk out. I'm not going to sit here and be stomped at. And in sports, they do it as sports teams and the other team just stands and stares at them. Turn your back to them. This is a very primitive and ridiculous, silly dance.
E ono ngā poti, if 6 votes opposed.
Oh, okay. Oh, great.
And that chin tattoo, it looks like you were eating soup without a napkin. You get to wear just a t-shirt and sneakers. All right, that's enough. Isn't that rude?
I don't like it.
By the way, go to 1-4. The Maoris, they like to pretend that they had their land stolen from them by the evil Brits. No, they massacred the Brits. They had these, their weapons were like haka fatigue. Their weapons looked like girls' field hockey sticks. They were sharp wood. And they would hide in the sand. So you just saw mounds of sand. The British come up and they go, well, this is a lumpy beach. And then they would come out and decapitate the Brits. So eventually the Brits just said, okay, can we negotiate something where you get land and we get land? I'm done fighting you. You're too savage. And the reason that they lived in New Zealand is because they had taken over from the indigenous people there. The Maori are colonizers.
See that clip from New Zealand Parliament of the haka temper tantrum? What I find funny is so many are quick to jump and say that New Zealand has to respect the Maori because they're
Maori
natives, and the New Zealanders are these evil white colonizers. But it begs the question, are they the natives? They were the first there, and therefore they're the indigenous, right? Except you would be wrong, because before the Maori got there, there was a group called the Moriori. A small, literally pacifistic Polynesian tribe. For people who love to cry about how evil the British colonizers were, we can only imagine that when the Maori arrived and met the Moriori, they probably came with open arms and gifts. Except no, in the 1800s, they started the Moriori War and slaughtered nearly all of them. There's not even a thousand of them.
That's a bad habit, by the way, to be going like this with your microphone. It makes almost every letter pop out. Chill. You're at a recording studio, literally. If you would like more proof that the Third World sucks, let's check in on their video games. Some of their more popular video games involve having to go get the pieces after each turn because they've gone flying away. Look at this culture. No roads. So I'll give a hoop. Some giant chimney for some reason. Okay, try to deke out the rubber rings. Okay, now we got to go get those rings. We launched them in outer space. Meanwhile, these guys are like 50 years old. Can we just start recolonizing again? Like everyone says, I was talking about this last week. Everyone says the proof that the Jews are evil is they. Oh, that was a good one. I'm getting suckered into it. They've been kicked out of 109 countries. What about Britain? Iran, they've been kicked out of 90 countries. No, they chose to leave. Okay. Another piece of red left my atlas today. But places like Jamaica, have you seen Jamaica in 1960 before the revolution when they kicked the English out or voluntarily left or whatever you want to call it? It was stunning. Although you could say the same of Detroit, St. Louis, Baltimore. When you see pictures that say 1910 of basically anywhere, anywhere, it looks beautiful. You know what that is today? Dirt, cinder blocks, rebar, a Rastaman with one rubber boot on, one sandal, a little kid's sweater on top of a long sleeve shirt, some tartan pants, and a kid's beach shovel stuck in his hair. And he's stabbing you. I think everyone was better off. So yeah, Sabrina apologized, and she will never do that again. Justin Bieber, also in important breaking news, he played Coachella this week for $10 million. Everyone says it's a groundbreaking price. Genesis' last concert was like $230 million.
They meant just for Coachella or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah. $10 million, I got that on me.
Me too.
I offered to pay the Sandy Hook bill for Alex, and he said, don't worry about it, I got it. Mm-hmm. Okay. But this might be the worst concert I've ever seen. And I saw the Replacements get so drunk they fell off stage. He's got a monitor playing YouTube videos of himself with a bunch of gymnasts flipping at a beach party. And then you can see him dancing to his own music. He's not even singing. So then he gets bored of that and he stops the song and plays another song. Yes?
I have some insight into why that happened.
He's become addicted to, wait, let me guess the drug. Ketamine.
Maybe. But he sold his music catalog. So you have to pay to perform your own songs. So he only did like ones that were not on his catalog, like B-sides that are.
Well, he did a medley of all his greatest hits.
Then I guess I've heard.
Maybe medleys. Maybe if you don't play the whole song, it's
pay less, yeah.
Null and void. Maybe. But I thought when a musician sells his publishing, he can't get any of the record money.
You don't. Yeah.
But you get all your live shows, I thought.
I don't know. Yeah.
Like the Beastie Boys, they didn't get anything from the first album. That all went into Rick Rubin's pocket. Yeah. Rick Rubin is the most overrated douche, the ruiner of bands. What's his other claim to fame? I told Johnny Cash to do a bunch of covers. Okay. Johnny Cash did a good version of a Nine Inch Nails song. Okay. And then Alien Ant Farm or that. What are they called again?
System of a Down.
System of a Down? What? Like cheesy prog rock metalcore? He's a genius. Most creative man in the world. Yeah. Okay. What's 1-8?
That is more Bieber fever we got.
Let's see it again. Now, I know you're saying, dude, I'm 60 years old. Why are you showing me Justin Bieber? Because these are our children. This is what our children listen to. Sabrina is much more influential than anyone on this network, especially me. So they move mountains, these people. And then they become our politicians, our bosses. They're the ones who send us to an old folks home. You can ignore the youth at your own peril. This is the culture.
Wow, he's Googling it.
He's Googling his songs for $10 million. Hey, can you come on stage and Google yourself? Can you YouTube yourself for $10 million?
Okay.
Can you tell a funny anecdote about that? Hey. Yeah, and I looked up that Genesis concert that was $230 million. God, I bet I'm a cheap person. I'm Scottish. But I bet there was so much waste. Look how bad this is. Oh my God. All right, that's enough of that. You know what, Sean? I'm going to go off script here.
Okay.
How much more time do we have?
Probably about 9 minutes right now.
I want to get into Trump and Ireland and the justice crisis we're in, but we've got some time here. And after, I think Harrison was pretty heavy, so let's keep it light. Why don't we introduce this segment to a new audience? It's called Celebrities Telling Mundane Stories. Now, that also sounds irrelevant, but it is relevant. We live in a celebrity culture here in America. We mock Brits for their monarchy. Jay-Z and Beyonce are our monarchs. They live in the most expensive piece of real estate ever sold in California. We worship them, not me, not you. They do. Go criticize Beyonce and see what happens to your feed. It's a lot less severe if you criticize King Charles. So The evidence of that is we get a celebrity in front of a microphone, and then he tells us that he met Frank Sinatra once and got his drink order wrong. And we as Americans are so happy that we're hearing a celebrity talk about a celebrity. No one questions the actual story. And as someone who doesn't really, I'm not really particularly interested in film stars. I took this punk band on a tour. Crass was the band. And they're old now. They were big when I was in the early 80s. And G. Vauché did all their graphics. And she was visiting New York, so I took her on a tour. And this is the same kind of thing. So we're on the horse and carriage tour of Central Park. And the guy's like, yeah, that's where Diana Ross used to stay. And over here, you know, you heard of the guy from Golden Girls, B. Arthur. She used to live in that apartment. And he's telling us about all these celebrities. And nothing really but the history of New York and Central Park. All this celebrity lived there. And when we were done, he goes, what'd you think? Was that all right? And I go, yeah. And then G says to him, I'm not particularly interested in film stars. And that hurt his feelings. So if you're not particularly interested in film stars... Oh. There's G getting up. Welcome. I should have been looking for the document while you were doing that. I don't think I've seen that before.
Yeah, we've only played that once, I think.
I was so excited. All right, this is a pretty esoteric segment that we do. It's a love it or hate it. Some people, it's sort of like we do another thing called woman porn, which isn't exactly what it sounds like. It's not Playgirl. It is these stupid TV shows where, like, a black surgeon is saving a man who's a criminal, and the police go, give us his blood! And they go, not without a warrant! And then the police arrest the black surgeon because he makes sure that his patient's rights are maintained. That's not a thing. But it is in TV land. Okay, this one is so bad it's good. Conan O'Brien is talking to Arsenio Hall about how he met him once. And what's amazing about this story is he skips over fascinating things that they both have insider baseball on, like Johnny Carson was viciously, furiously, passionately jealous about everyone who was close to him, especially Joan Rivers. And he X'd her for appearing on another talk show without asking his permission, just appearing. And then she was blackballed from The Tonight Show, and her manager, which was her husband, killed himself. That's an interesting story. The David Letterman wars with Jay Leno, that was interesting. They made a whole movie about that, remember?
Mm-hmm.
They had to give some guy a prosthetic chin. No, not getting into that. I'm just going to say I met you once and you were nice. Spoiler alert, I just gave away the ending.
Joan Rivers is a frequent guest on Johnny Carson's Tonight Show. She gets offered her own show. She does it. Causes a major feud with Carson because he does not like that. She's on Fox. She does a show. It implodes. It doesn't work.
The Beastie Boys were on it.
But you had gone on that show.
Yeah, as a stand-up.
Mm-hmm. You had been successful on that show. And then when Joan leaves, they need someone to kind of, this thing's still on.
Yeah, they got 11 weeks with just a set.
Yeah.
And Joan leaves. She's not coming back. I think Edgar, her husband, killed himself.
He did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, pause.
That ship is safe.
What? You know what it is? Celebrities get their asses kissed so much that they could talk about paint drying and everyone is just... And they've gotten soft. They're storytelling obese. They're out of shape, flabby. Why did Joan Rivers leave? What was the catalyst that set her out of the studio? Why did the husband kill himself? Hello?
And they went through a lot of guys letting them have the show for one night. From Wally Cox to Malcolm Jamal Warner to Suzanne Summers. Because I remember Suzanne Summers did very good. And in the end, they were choosing between me and Suzanne Summers.
So you
That's
come
mildly
on,
interesting.
And they more or less say,
why'd they choose
you? Arsenio, you're really good at this. Why don't you just, this show is ending. But why don't you take over till it ends? Now, here's the thing you don't know.
Oh, my God.
That show ends, and there's kind of a feeling like, wow, that Arsenio guy did really well. He's going to come back, okay? And here's the thing you don't know. There's a replacement show after Joan's show.
Wilton North.
The Wilton North.
I do know this now.
Okay, so the Wilton North report gets
How did you know he doesn't know that?
He's going to put on a show. There's no host for it yet, but they get some writers before they even have the host.
And who's the writer, Conan?
And I get this call, and my writing partner and I go in, and we get offered jobs to write. We need work. We haven't worked in a bit. So mm-hmm. we say, sure, we'll do it. We don't know what this is. Who are the hosts? They say, we don't know yet. We're going to find them. And so one of the first meetings we had, you were still, I think, finishing up your show. Mm-hmm. And we were just having an early introductory meeting.
Here it comes.
I leave and I heard there's, and I go, is there anything to eat around here? And they go, yeah, there's a snack room in there. I go into the snack room.
Ready?
And I see you. And you are at the refrigerator getting something. And I said, oh, I knew who you were. I'm like, that's the guy who's been, you know, you weren't
holding down the fort.
You were holding down the fort. And I was like, oh, hey. And you were so nice to me. You were like,
drum roll.
Hey. You were very gracious. Oh, and you were like,
I am so glad this story goes like that.
No.
Excuse me, white meat.
Well, you did call me white meat, but you were very nice about it. You were like, really white meat. And I'm like,
well, white meat.
Joan Rivers. Can we play it again?
That's the entire story. He's such a megalomaniac, too. He has to go, well, let's see where I fit into your life, Arsenio. I was a young writer, and I met you, and you were nice. I don't give a crap. What? And then Arsenio has to put a button on the end and go, white meat, just to give it something. At least he could see how bad that was. God, I hate... why do celebrities exist? I've always said this. I'm watching a movie. I actually stole this from Justin Theroux, another celebrity. But he says, you're watching Castaway. You see Tom Hanks. You don't see a guy stranded on an island. You see Tom Hanks. You know him. Oh, his son is Chet, that white boy summer guy. So you got to really like squint to pretend that's not Tom Hanks. It's not like acting is hard. Like with the NBA, with the MLB, throwing us a fastball at 102 miles an hour, that's... the fraction of 1% of the population can ever hope to achieve that. So that I don't mind. Acting is easy peasy. Go check out my movie, How to Be a Man. I'm exquisite. And all you do is pretend to be a guy. It's retard maxing is what it is. You don't overthink. We had a hell of a weekend trying to retard max. If you're not familiar with retard maxing, like because you're old, I just learned about it too. It's basically don't worry, be happy.
And we got 10 seconds, so maybe you can tell us about it.
Okay, I'll tell you about retard maxing after the break. Okay? Is that acceptable? Tell me.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big...
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, this is really funny because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalist in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.